Good evening. Today is Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a special meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice was published in the Hunter Review, posted on the Township Bulletin Board, and as a courtesy, posted on the Township website. Official action may be taken at this meeting. Everybody please rise for a flag salute, file for a moment of silence for our troops and for the victims of these terrible fires and tragedies lately in our country.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Mr. Abadowski?
Here.
Ms. Fuller?
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Here.
Mr. Wojcik?
Here.
Mr. McKee?
Here.
I'd like to make a motion to open a public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker, limited to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Did you say
yes?
You made a motion.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, I made the motion. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes.
All right. Seeing none, I'll make a motion to close.
Where's Bill?
Who?
Bill Bone.
No, I second know. The motion to close.
That's a joke.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, we have resolutions number 29-2025. It's a resolution appointing Diane Lautenbach as certified tax collector. Does the committee have any comments?
We were very fortunate to get her to come and join as tax collector. She's a very experienced individual, and consider ourselves lucky.
She does everything. She's done so many things. She's been a planning board clerk, tax collector, dog catcher, or whatever. I mean, you name it. She's like the utility infielder. So, yes, I'm all in favor of this.
I am enthusiastically in favor of
We are blessed. Somebody up there likes us.
May I have a motion then?
I will have a motion to adopt Resolution 29-2025, appointing Diane Lautenbach as certified tax collector.
Second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Next is Resolution number 30-2025, resolution naming Lorraine England CMFO as Lebanon Township Certified Municipal Finance Officer.
Mr. Mayor, if I could, real quickly, just so this is, as a result, if you remember, the reorg meeting, Township entered to a shared service agreement for CFO with Handover Township. One of the conditions of the agreement was to officially name Diane as the Township Certified Municipal Finance Officer. Though, since you have a shared services agreement, typically CFOs are appointed for a four-year term. That's unapplicable because you have the shared services agreement. The term of the shared service agreement is only 3 years. But, again, the agreement said, as you know, part of it, he'll name her as your CFO.
So you're talking about Lorraine, Diane.
Lorraine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lorraine, Diane.
I thought we had to go back to the tax.
CFO, so anyway, so this is coming about as a result of one of the provisions in the shared services agreement with Handover. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any comments from the committee? Questions?
Same thing. I think she's going to be fantastic.
We got really lucky
on her.
I'll
perfect
make a motion
timing
to approve resolution number 30-2025.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Right, we'll move on to new business, affordable housing discussion.
Oh, it's on the wrong end.
Good evening. Jessica Calda, the township planner. I'm Tara San Angelo of Gibb Hart and Kiefer. I'm officially the tax appeal attorney, but the township committee asked me to come here tonight because I work with a lot of towns on their affordable housing.
And you worked on ours, and you did a fantastic job.
Yes, and I worked on yours in the last round.
4 years ago, wherever it was, 10 years ago. I don't remember what it was.
So I guess I'll start out. I know the next deadline coming up, I know there's been a lot of discussion about the new regulations and the new fourth round. The next deadline coming up is January 31st. For the municipality to accept or put forward the fourth round obligation. So on October 28th, CCA issued their suggested or recommended, however you want to look at it, obligations based on the statute. And for Lebanon Township, there was the prospective need of 46. And a present need, which is the rehab need, of zero. So on the present need side, that's good news. That means that you don't have such standard units in the community that need to be rehabilitated. The prospective need of 46 is relatively low compared to a lot of municipalities. And that fact, that really takes us to three. There are three factors that went into how the DCA calculated the prospective need. There is an equalized non-residential value. So of all non-residential development that was created during the round three period, the percentage that Lebanon created within this region is 0.1%. So that was the amount of non-residential development created in Lebanon Township versus the entire region. There's a land capacity factor where the DCA looked at how much developable land is in a community, and that's one factor that we've been looking at in a lot of the communities to make sure that that was evaluated correctly. But they already have Lebanon Township at zero. So they're acknowledging essentially that there's no developable land. Ironically, you still get an obligation, but they're acknowledging you have nowhere to put it. None of this makes sense to the office of this.
That's state government.
And then the final factor is the income factor, and that's really what's driving the obligation here. It's at 1.09%. So it's essentially a calculation of how much higher the income you are here in the township versus the lowest income municipality in the region. So that all combined together, you get an average allocation factor of 0.4%, which is multiplied by the entire obligation that was allocated to Region 3. So from that, you get the 46 prospective need. So, you know, what does that mean? I mean, my recommendation, and I think Tara's as well, that she can address that, is that you accept the obligation as presented, primarily because the two factors, the non-residential and the income factors, are really based on census data, and there's no way to really dispute that. And the land capacity factor, which is the one you might be able to say something about because maybe it was factored incorrectly, is already at zero. So there's nowhere to really go from there. What do we do about it going forward? Well, we'll still do a vacant land adjustment like we did in round three, which essentially show there's no place to develop, and, you know, we go from there. So it's addressed through the housing element after the obligation is accepted.
And I agree, again, in the last round, because I always forget the exact percentage, but it's close to 99% of your land in Lebanon Township is within the Highlands Preservation Area. I believe there is a single lot that is not in the preservation area. So taking that into consideration, in the last round, Lebanon Township settled to essentially use Highlands build-out analysis numbers to come up with their actual obligation, and it wound up being I think it was single digits. It was under 10. Mm-hmm. And even then, the plan was to approach some property owners that had deficient units or underutilized units to see if we could use money from our trust funds give them a little money, have them fix up the units, and then they could put them on the market as affordable units. However, the previous planner, Mike Boland, had approached several property owners. They all said no. And one of them, in fact, has actually redeveloped his apartments into, I refer to it as the old chicken coops.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. But he didn't want our money. He didn't want to deed restrict them. So we, Lebanon tried. So I think that's the tactic we would take in the next round. Use either a vacant land adjustment, or I think we are entitled to use the Highlands build out numbers, because even though you're not technically a conforming municipality, because you're a preservation area municipality, you're conforming by default. So I think we can use those numbers or a vacant land adjustment and see what gets us to the, essentially to the lowest number. And then I think, again, it would be the plan of, you know, set up some sort of application that if someone wanted to come in to we call it gut rehabilitation, when you really need to rehab a unit and deed restrict it, and could use that. But so far, no one has taken us up on those offers.
Let me ask a question. What sort of a deed restriction is it?
It is
deed restriction?
It is a 30-year deed restriction.
And permanent.
Yeah, it's a 30-year deed restriction to restrict it to, you have to, it's called affirmatively market the units. Essentially, you have to go through a state-mandated process to advertise the units to what they call qualified households, so people that fit into the asset and income limitations. In Hunterdon County, I do have to say that the rents that unit owners can charge aren't that low. For a studio apartment in the moderate income category, you can charge up to something like $950 a month. So there are, but mostly the only people that take you up on the offer are people that want, they need an incentive. They want to build 50 units, and if you tell, you give them extra density and, okay, you can build 100, but you have to make them affordable. That's not going to happen in Lebanon Township. You're not going to see projects with more than even 5 units because of all the limitations you're under because of the Highlands.
You know, I was just wondering, when you were talking about the perspective, was it 48? Did you say 46? I can't remember.
46.
Is there any way, because we can't really build that, but what if the state started giving money out to people, and when houses go up on the market in certain places, like 4-bedroom homes, for example, do you think the state would ever incentivize with money to outbid people that would come in to buy it as a single private owner?
No. So far, they haven't done that. There have been, in the past, the grants that I have used in municipalities, I don't even think they give them out anymore. They were called the Small Cities Grants. Mm-hmm. And a lot of towns use those to provide funding to home buyers. They would get assistance in buying a home. They would call it a market to affordable unit.
Mm-hmm.
They would get assistance in buying the home and then thereby deed restrict their home and be restricted when they sold the home. They couldn't sell it above a certain price. They had to sell it to a qualified family. But again, with the way the housing market is, people don't want to do that.
That's a can of worms,
yeah,
too.
The market to affordables are just too expensive.
They are, yeah, they are very expensive.
About,
yeah.
You have to buy it at market rate and then deed restrict it, take the lot, and sell it for an affordable rate. And the way the market is now, it's huge.
Jessica, is that a tax write-off if somebody deed restricts for that particular housing? Like, what's the incentive for a business person that owns property that maybe wants to try that to restrict their property for 30 years? Is there any tax? I mean, what's the incentive for somebody to do that?
For someone to do it for just a small amount of units, it could be they get a use variance from the zoning board where they maybe wouldn't be able to build apartments. In exchange, you deed restrict 15-20% of the units.
Talk about Lebanon Township.
Yes, because you guys are not going to see the large scale projects. It's just not going to happen.
So it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. So if someone wanted to convert, accessory apartment. Someone wanted to add an accessory apartment to their house, the incentive there is you're not technically allowed to do that under your zoning ordinances. You can change them to allow accessory apartments that are deed restricted for affordable housing. I believe Lebanon Township does allow that. And again, nobody has taken you up on the offer. You see that a lot of people just want to get extra income. They add an accessory, they convert a portion of their house to an accessory apartment, add one over their garage, and that's how you incentivize that. Again, with the, if someone needs to do a really intense rehabilitation on their home, there can be funding applied, but again, that's very expensive for the municipality. As you can see, your non-residential factor is very low, so there's not a lot of commercial development happening in Lebanon, which means you're not getting a lot of monies into your trust funds. So you don't have the funds to provide money for those smaller projects.
The other thing I was reading about, I know that they have that bill that I was looking at, the governor's 2025, you know, bills that are out there, and one of them was the accessory dwelling units, and also then we also have Little Brook Nursing Home. We have a couple of group homes, and I think we can get up to 25% off of our prospective number. It would be like 10 units that these would qualify. Like, in other words, the 46 could go down to possibly 36 if we really wanted to keep chiseling away so that they don't come up with something that we have no control over.
Yeah, any group homes that you have will apply. Mm-hmm. And then if you got a new group home for some reason, even if someone just put it in at their own court, mm-hmm. you would get credits for those.
Yeah, up to a
2-for-1 credit for bedrooms. So those are the types of units that you would probably see there, you know, group homes or maybe the accessory dwelling units. The problems with those is that they're, when you have them as affordable, they're required to be affirmatively marketed, which means it has to kind of go out to a lottery, and then people don't get to pick, essentially, who's living in the apartment. It might be over their garage or, you know, very near to their own residence, and that usually isn't something that people want to sign up for, unfortunately. I think the accessory apartment programs worked before when they didn't require it to be people could get some money off, but they could, you know, find someone who met the income requirements, but that maybe, you know, they felt more comfortable renting. So, unfortunately, those programs aren't really popular.
What about these, there was that other bill that I saw in there about, like, a retail development. Say, like, for example, I don't know, I guess maybe it's in Califon, though, it's under a key. Is that Lebanon Township or is that Califon there? It's right on the cusp. Lebanon Township. If for some reason the owner of that spot wanted to just get into some agreement with the state to put, to like, okay, we're done with all of this. I don't know who's renting there, but they get the renters out and they redevelop it into apartments. It's not a transit village area, so I don't think they would, but I'm just trying to think through everything that could possibly happen in Lebanon Township, in areas that are not part of the Highlands, because I don't think that's part of the Highlands. Maybe it is.
What area are you talking?
Like a key? Where a key is?
Be, yeah.
So I guess it, so they probably got grandfathered in.
Because you have no sewer.
Who's that?
Yeah, a key. The shopping center there, like if they were to, if the owner of that.
I still think when you look at the preservation area and all the criteria that constrains the land, the lack of, you know, water availability, the lack of septic density, to build 46 homes, or if something should change up there, high-density building is something that just won't happen in the preservation area.
Because of the septic.
So to achieve the number, it's...
Yeah. I just want to make sure that we've thought through everything. Not that we're going to
have
much control.
I agree. And I just think that we're so constrained up here that the number of 46 is an obligation that we'll never meet. That brings me to the resolution that's binding. Here we go and say, okay, we agree with the number. The planning board at some point will have to go through the overlaying map. Will we have that ability to say, oh, well, there's adjustments that we had to make that we didn't see then, or we know there's adjustments we have to make, but we're agreeing to a binding resolution? That's my concern.
You know, there's adjustments that you have to make, and I have looked at the Highlands build out at zero, you know. So, I mean, I think we can use that you know, as justification for a vacant land adjustment, essentially, to say, we know the build out here is zero. It was zero in round three as well, essentially. So, you know, going forward, it does become just what's called unmet need. It's sitting to the side.
Right.
Unfortunately, just because of the way they factor those numbers, you get an obligation whether or not you have something to put in.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way that...
So the last time, I'm sorry to interrupt, but last time we were able to kind of wrap it up with a durational adjustment, a regional transfer. We're not looking at that at this time, but maybe down the road.
We can do a durational, we can do vacant land, we can do both of those. We don't have any regional transfer this time around. They stopped, you guys kind of got in under the wire. They stopped doing that like halfway through round three. Like the Highlands stopped, you know, kind of taking regional transfers. So that's not really happening anymore. You know, I think I've also seen the resolution pass the caveats that we would take a reduced number in the future if something else were to change. You know, with respect to the statute or with respect to information.
And it also has the caveat that you're allowed to take this, the statutorily allowed adjustments when you do your plan, which includes the Highlands build-out analysis, the vacant land adjustment, the durational adjustment. I think Lebanon's probably best option is the Highlands build-out analysis because it's a true adjustment of your number, whereas the durational adjustment and the vacant land adjustment, you're committing, when you take those, you're committing to if land or public utilities become available, you will zone them.
Mm-hmm.
So with those, you almost have to have often they're like sham plans because common sense knows that this land will never be available, will never have water.
Give a realistic opportunity, Tara, right? A realistic opportunity.
But you've got to...
And you look at the region we're in, that's what weights that 46 number, because we're Region 3, which goes from Perth Amboy City to Lebanon Township, Middlesex, Somerset, and Hunterdon County. It's a huge swath, and I think that weighs that number. So the mythology, I probably was all done right, correct, based on what they did. Whether it can feasibly be done is just... It's with, like, one regional, one size doesn't fit all. And here you have a unique little Lebanon township at the northwest quarter of that huge region that has straddled two rivers on either side of us, wild and scenic.
I mean, I think at Reddington, what do they have, like 540 units they have to build? And plus, these guys come in and they don't usually just build that. They build, that's like part of their build, right? They get regular apartments and houses, and then we'll build that. 20% would be 540 units. It's good.
Clinton Township's having that happen right now.
Yeah, that's
right on 31.
So
they're
going to
get jammed down their throats.
Now, 10 years from now, how does this work with the? So we have zero right now and 46 prospective. Now, if we don't build those, then 10 years from now, when this comes up again, assuming everything is done the same way, do we have 46 need and then they add to it?
It's still considered, quote, unmet need.
So we're going to keep carrying that number forward until it's...
Until someone does something about it.
Until Jesus comes back. Until the Lord comes back.
Yeah. You know, in the past, they were sort of saying with the...
He's coming
with
back
the Highlands
on Friday,
build-out analysis,
on Monday.
Like, well, you take it, and then if the Highlands ever gets repealed...
that's what I worry about, yeah.
The Highlands is not getting repealed.
Good.
it's
never say never in New Jersey.
Yeah,
I'm concerned, like Tom is, about the binding piece, that we're bound. And
well,
does that give us any flexibility whatsoever?
If it's binding subject to all of the adjustments you're allowed to take under the applicable laws, which are the Highlands build-out analysis, the vacant land adjustment, the durational adjustment. And we can sort of go through all of those exercises to build up, I don't want to call them walls, but multiple defenses against a high number. So Highlands build-out analysis, I think, is the strongest one.
Yeah.
But then Lebanon Township just doesn't have Highlands as their problem. You also have lack of vacant and developable land and a lack of public utilities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You hit... You qualify for all
11, 11 watersheds in this town, and 8 are in a deficit. So, you know... if the Highlands Act goes away, that situation doesn't. It's there.
If the Highlands goes away, you still don't have public utilities or developable land because you will still have lands that are environmentally sensitive and not able to be developed under DEP regulations.
What is the legal definition of the obligation? We have an obligation of 46 units.
It is a constitutional obligation.
Okay, but what exactly does that mean? What can the state do if we don't do anything?
It's really not the state you're worried about. I will get to that in a second. It's your real risk is what are called builder's remedy lawsuits. And in Lebanon Township, it would be someone that comes up with, frankly, a harebrained scheme for a package treatment plant. And they petition Highlands to get some sort of waiver. If you don't have a plan in place and you haven't done all these compliance, you're subject to that builder's remedy lawsuit. The developer could come in and sue you and get the power to develop that property the way they want, and you pay their attorney's fees. Because the affordable housing obligation is a constitutional obligation, they're bringing a constitutional claim against the township, which then means there's a fee-shifting provision and the township pays their fees. With regard to what the state can do, this is just a prediction because the current comptroller is Kevin Walsh, who is the former head of Fair Share Housing Center. This year on your municipal questionnaire, your best practices questionnaire, there were unscored questions that dealt with affordable housing. I suspect that those will soon become scored questions and municipal aid is going to be tied to your affordable housing compliance. That is, it is not reality now, but I suspect with who the comptroller is, plus when I saw those unscored questions, typically the unscored questions on the best practices kind of it is a crystal ball into what they are thinking for further obligations to get municipal aid. So those are the two your two big problems.
How much municipal aid do we get? How much municipal aid do we get now? Not a lot, right? We don't get much municipal aid anyway.
Zero.
And it
they took away the power plant, so we don't even get that.
It would be that, and probably also qualifying for different municipal grants, et cetera.
Mm. Yeah, it always comes back to the grants.
Mm. We'll get it from the feds.
That's extortion.
It is kind of an exercise in paperwork, you know, for you. It's worth the effort to go through it in order to even
if it's not a likely scenario, but you get that extra protection. 10 years, and then, you know, at least this time
we'll have more of an actual 10-year period
than last time, where it's really only a couple
of years before we really have to show that. Now, does this have to go back to the planning board before we vote on this? No.
Okay, good.
The whole process gets involved, but
yeah,
this
once
is the first.
Well,
we have our January 31st deadline.
They added a new requirement because of the lawsuit that was filed challenging the regs with respect to
26 municipalities that
DJ action now has to be. Before, the thought was when they passed the legislation that you only had to do the resolution. That's not good enough anymore because there was a challenge to, well, you know, how's it going to be monitored? There was a lawsuit filed. It's presumably, as a result of that, now it requires within 48 hours of adopting a resolution, towns now have to file declaratory judgment action saying, hey, we filed it. And I guess presumably the relief being asked for is, you know, we have protection.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. And they the court added a new category on what's called the CIS form.
There's a cover sheet basically when you file a complaint.
It's a checkbox, and I've been told that the reason why they added that is because now every case that gets put in that checkbox gets forwarded to that Affordable Housing Dispute Resolution Program.
Just with another thing that they set up under the new law.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which they're just calling the program.
Yeah.
Which I think sounds like something you go through before you get into a cult.
Yeah.
I think it was... I think they really should have.
No, I see the problem is going to be is they try to come up with an administrative fix like it was before when right? But now with this, I think we're going to revert back to what happened last time.
No,
you're filing a lawsuit, basically a declaratory judgment. You're having a court, even though before, if you pass the resolution, the presumption was that, hey, what you do, you're good, we have your number. Now you say, okay, now we have to file a suit. Well, there has to be a resolution to a suit. They're just not going to sit there out there. And some judges are going to have to enter an order and say, yeah, they're in compliance. Now, what happened last time was that if someone objected, they could intervene, and then you go through the courts. And now you have to go back through the courts to try to resolve if someone says, well, we don't think their plan's right. Now we're going to challenge your plan. So it just invited more litigation. Last time, you had the ability to use some of your trust fund to pay for that defense. Not this time around. Yeah. So
I think also, originally, this whole program was supposed to be set up sort of within the Department of Community Affairs, sort of within the judiciary. I suspect that when all of the municipalities filed their monitoring reports that they were required to file, and they all, because we didn't know where to send them, they
didn't
have the system, they all went to Keith Henderson, head of the DCA. I think Mr. Henderson got a stack of papers on his desk and was like, we do not have the capacity to handle this the way the legislature set it up. Because they set up a system without setting up the infrastructure for the system.
There's a shock.
Yeah, there's a shock.
So then if we pass this, we adopt this resolution tonight, then Carolyn has within 48 hours.
I know.
Who has to do it?
Do you have the template yet? Because I know people were working on the template.
I have a template of a declaratory judgment action because yours is even easier
because you're
accepting the number.
But doesn't mean you're foolproof, like they were talking about. Doesn't mean somebody can't come out and say, hey.
Yeah, right.
But then someone has to challenge the methodology adopted by the Department of Community Affairs, which that's – I don't see how you challenge that number and raise it, especially your land capacity factor is zero. Clearly, it has to be zero.
It's less likely because when you accept a number versus someone who doesn't accept a number, let's say you did an analysis and Jessica decided, hey, we can lower this number by, I don't know, 20 units, right? Now that gives somebody the ability to say, well, now you have to sort of show how you did it. And then somebody can come in and say, hey, we don't agree with that, right? It should be this. So, I mean, it's less likely, but
I think about, like the places where the state owns land within our township, if they were with the stroke of a pen to decide that this is their priority and they're going to find a way to build a basin septic for like 10 units or whatever they're going to do.
Well, just anything's possible.
Well, that's what I know. It's kind of far-fetched, but
you read
these things that they can put in a septic for more than...
I don't think it's far-fetched. I think there's enough state-owned property when you look at that.
I know. That's what worried me about the open land.
Assemblyman Eric Peterson told me that at Hagedorn, the state wants him to sponsor legislation to sell a piece of Hagedorn to a private entity that wants to put units in there.
Yeah.
I said, "What do you mean you're going to sponsor that? You don't." I said, "What are they putting in there?" He goes, "I don't know." And well, why are you asking me if you should sponsor? Find out what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
So he's doing that, but they could put apartment houses up at Hagedorn, and presumably
they'd have to get the infrastructure in.
We don't have zoning up there because it's state land, so it's a can of worms.
So is a state property like Hagedorn still in the Highlands Act?
So
are they they're still within that Highlands
Act? But they have a sewage treatment plant there.
Supposed to be about this.
That's the one that goes into Rocky Run.
They can always carve out exceptions. Legislature can just move and do what the legislature does.
Yeah.
Look, there was a town near me where they didn't have sewer, but there was a prison nearby that had sewer. They extended the prison sewer to the municipality so the builders could build.
They could come right up 513 from High Bridge.
Anything's possible.
High Bridge.
So, I mean, it's the world we live in New Jersey.
So just to be clear, the next step is you're going to answer this the third round or the fourth round, and in the fourth round, you're going to negotiate for a lower number based on these issues that we're talking about. Okay,
so after you adopt the resolution and the tariff files, the declare for judgment, there's some deadlines for people to object and all that, but we would be in process with the planning board. That's when we go back to the planning board and do the housing
element.
That needs to be adopted by June 30th. It also gets adopted by the governing body, and that's submitted also to
whoever.
And then March 15th,
26th. We have some August to object to that, and hopefully
March 15th,
no one objects to that, and then you go through the process of compliance, and it should be done by sometime in 2026.
I think we can be hopeful that we won't have any objectors. In the third round, we did get a letter from one of the larger developers. You know, one of these, we can help you with your affordable housing obligation. I sent them the Highlands mapping of Lebanon Township, and they never, we never heard from them.
Oh, that's good.
They took one look at what
that's
was good. At your Highlands and DEP mapping and did not write any further letters.
I often thought about the Highlands region, you know, 880,000 whatever acres, and half that's in preservation. 70% of the drinking water down below us comes from this area. Isn't it a contribution by us already for low to moderate income houses because we supply the water that's down there? Shouldn't that be considered a credit?
Let's wait into your Highlands build-out analysis. Because they don't want you to put housing on the land that protects the water.
Right.
And are you advising, Mark, that we have no other choice but to adopt this binding resolution?
Well, I would agree. I agree with Jessica and Tara for sure. I mean, you know, you're not going to get it by the state. You're not going to get a lower number, but you have the ability to, for when you ultimately your housing element, you'll make adjustments that you have to make. I mean, it's, you know, the most protection that you could get.
So we have no
based upon the way the existing law is.
No choice other than this.
You could.
Not good choice.
You could ask Jessica choice, real quickly to think if she can lower the number by 46, but I mean, you know, that's not worth it at this point.
Mr. Roselli made the point that, you know, we'd have to eventually substantiate that program, and if there was no reason to substantiate it, which I don't really see, then it would be a difficult fight for no reason.
Because the two items in your instance, if they already said the developable land zero, like there's some towns that where they have numbers that are like ridiculous, even though they're wrong, so they have to go through that exercise. I mean, yours are because of the calculation, this methodology that they came up with. Yeah, it would be almost impossible to disprove that because you're going to go deal with income and all those things. So knowing the methodology, knowing that the one that you really can address is the developable land, you're already at zero. You're not going to get more than, you know, it's the best, really, from your perspective, the best scenario. And given all the other restraints, you're certainly positioned a lot better than 99% of the towns in New Jersey, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah, and I think in the third round of affordable housing, if you just look at the dates of when you actually settled your lawsuit, it was less than a year after filing, which is just shows how there was nothing that could be done. Fair Share Housing Center really did not fight us when we said we're going to just do the Highlands build-out analysis, and we have this puny little obligation. They didn't really fight us. We were able to pretty much immediately settle because it was very obvious there was nothing that really could be done in Lebanon Township.
Yeah, we had like, what, seven?
Yeah.
Two to build to affordable and three.
Oh, yeah.
It was some, you know,
three rehabs and one market to affordable. Yeah. Three accessory apartments.
And that was only
one market
we had
to affordable.
Specific properties that the previous planner, Mike Bolin, wanted to look at to see because they were kind of derelict properties that they wanted to see if they could bring back in that. It didn't come to fruition with affordable housing, but luckily with the way the housing market went, it came to fruition with them just being able to do it privately.
I think one of the other benefits is that your present needs zero.
Yeah.
That's because rehab can be expensive, right? There's an average amount per unit that they would calculate, and, you know, and because you have no commercial development, little, you know, commercial development, your trust fund can't be that great. There's some towns who have a present need analysis, and they're similar. They don't have a lot of commercial. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a positive, too, to have a zero present need.
Yeah. I think, too, it's good that Tara looked at the land, what is it, land use map, land whatever?
The land capability map.
Yeah, because sometimes towns, they've found mistakes on those maps where you could lower your numbers, and she already looked at it for us, and she didn't see anything. And
well, so it was zero, so there was nothing to look at.
That's right, there's nothing to look at.
Highlight anything.
Yeah. Now.
Any more questions from the committee?
Just how do we handle the 32 resolution? It's not with the. Did we need to change the number of the resolution because of what's on the executive session?
Change the order of it?
I mean, we can do
no.
It. It doesn't matter. Just do it as is.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm looking for technicalities that they're going to come back.
No, that's the right number.
What's the number?
What's that? Well, that's okay. Well, it's right to a special meeting.
But executive session is 31.
Yeah, yeah.
That's after it. So I wasn't sure if you wanted to swap it or not.
No, I mean, my concern is that right? The resolution wasn't listed on the agenda.
You have the discussion item.
Right, you have it as a discussion item.
Well, right. We have to meet the deadline.
I understand that. I mean, technically, the resolution should have been on the agenda.
I understand.
All right, where are we at?
What do you think? What do we got to do?
Well, my suggestion is that and I hate to do it, but what's that?
Insert it into the agenda?
Well, no, because your agenda's been noticed, right? So you have an executive, you have a discussion item. I think, and then I don't know where, Tara, the timing of the DJ action. Is that ready to go?
Yeah, that's because I have, again, because you're accepting the number and I don't have to.
Do a lot of stuff.
I have a draft form. I just have to plug in specific information about Lebanon Township, and it's ready.
I would feel better. I hate to do it, but I would feel better if you noticed another meeting, special meeting, with this on the agenda for the adoption.
And what are the consequences if we vote on this resolution?
Well, again, because it's a special meeting. When you do a special meeting, action items that are going to be taken are supposed to be listed on the agenda. Agendas get published. Well, it's on as a discussion item. The resolution itself, as a possible action item, is not on the agenda.
I understand.
Right.
The question is.
So then, somebody could challenge and said it wasn't properly noticed or it wasn't properly passed. I don't think you want to go down that rabbit hole.
I thought you could add things to the agenda.
No, special meetings.
Oh.
How much time do you need to notice it?
You're right.
You just want to come up with a consensus of a date next week?
It's going to take us 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, 48 hours. We can do it on Friday, can't we?
No, it has to be. Just have to send it out. There's a question. You know the issue.
Because it won't be published until.
The issue is the ability to publish it. There's at least one unreported. Well, there's one reported law division case on it.
Well, I'll propose next Wednesday the 15th. Is everybody available?
Today is the 15th.
Oh, I'm sorry.
22nd.
22nd.
It would have worked perfect, though.
Yes. I can do the 22nd.
Yeah, that works for me.
Tom, 22nd?
What time?
5:30. What works for you?
5:30.
Does that work for you? 6?
Yeah, all right.
6 o'clock, everyone?
I'll be in Florida. I can call in, though.
If you like to.
Cocktail hour.
If you like to. I won't be answering the phone.
I can't get away.
I don't answer the phone, just saying.
Oh, jeez.
All right, 6
o'clock, you said, Brian?
6 o'clock. You want to go later, Tom?
No, what time?
Okay.
6 o'clock, 5:30, what time do we
say? What do you want?
6 o'clock works.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
It's just going to be that one resolution.
Yeah, we're going to walk in, bada-bing, bada-bing.
We're not adding anything else.
No. Bada-boom.
All right, so.
Unlike this meeting, everything else.
Carolyn will get that notice and come in for it. Thank you.
Okay.
Tara, the resolution, nice draft, it's good. You don't need to make any changes, you're good at that. I don't know. Did you draft it?
I drafted it and sent it to Bev. Let me just double check it.
Yeah, right. Gave the chance.
It was on a weekend night.
Thank you for scrambling because I'm thinking about that agenda and I'm seeing we have to get it done. So thank God you were there.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Good evening. Yeah, we got Merrill.
This one's going to be.
This is just a correction.
Should say planning board.
Besides, I don't know if you want to be the first town to file the DJ action. I don't know if any town's filed the DJ action yet.
We're only doing planning board.
What's a DJ action?
What has to follow? It's called declaratory judgment action.
I don't remember, but.
Oh, she's crossing.
Yeah, that's what she.
That, it wasn't part of the original legislation.
Okay.
They added that. Yeah, it was added because before, you know, people thought they would adopt the resolution, send the resolution to DCA, and that's all they needed to do. But I think as a result of that challenge that came about, there was one of the questions that were raised was, you know, you're giving the DCA judicial power. So then they came back and said, well, now you have to go out and file this DJ action, which wasn't required before, so.
I thought Sean LaTourette was the commissioner for DCA.
I don't know his name.
So when we come back on the 22nd to vote, are we changing the number of the resolution, or are you just leaving it?
No, that'll be that's your next resolution.
Okay.
All right. Murrow appointments to the planning board. We're going to make a little adjustment here. We're going to rescind Karen Zotika. As the alternate one, and we're going. So I don't need a motion for that.
No, these are mayoral appointments.
And then she's going to be appointed as a class two with the 1 year expiration date. And then we have to rescind Michael Falconeri from a class two, and we're going to appoint him as an alternate one with a 2 year. Expiration date, which I'm going to have to speak to him.
I'm going to make him an alternate too.
And see.
Right.
It's alternate one, correct?
We already have an alternate.
I asked the clerk. I think it's an alternate one. It's alternate one.
What's correct?
It's an alternate number one.
He was in there doing the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yep. And that's that. And, I'll make a motion to open a public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker.
Second.
Roll call?
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Well, obviously, I don't know much about affordable housing or whatnot, but is it possible that because we cannot meet the numbers, is the state going to be able to come in someday and condemn someone's property so that they can have us meet that requirement?
Look, I can't hypothesize anything. I'm going to sit here and say anything's possible.
No, I mean, yeah. Has it ever been done before?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
I mean, under the present legislative structure, there's nothing that would allow them to do that.
Okay.
But in New Jersey, anything's possible, right? I think it's more likely that they would take advantage of properties that they own
okay.
and deal with stuff that way. Because especially in a state, you know, that's having problems financially, one of the best things to do is to sell land. So, and it just so happens that a lot of the state lands are in prime locations. Like a lot of the former juvenile justice quote-unquote, I call them prisons, but where they would used to house juveniles, some of the prime land in the state of New Jersey. So you have all this excess land. What do? Sell it, private developers, boom.
Okay, I just assume that perhaps if there's open space, let's say a farm.
Well, there's been, you know, there was discussions before, I know, where people about, like, the open space issue, right? Stuff that were preserved, and then the question of, well, you know, can we undo that? And then you get into there, even though there's a way to do that, you know, through a diversion process that requires you to go to the State House Commission and all that stuff. I mean, there is a process that can be undone, and the state has done that before, even preserve land. I mean, right now there doesn't seem to be an ability to force them, but you know, the legislature, anything they could do, what they try to do.
Okay. Second was that I don't know if anybody here put any pressure on the county about cutting down some trees, but if you did, I appreciate it, because the county in the past week has come down our street, and I think we've probably had 18, 20 trees cut down already, and they continue to move down the street. And these were trees that definitely were going to fall. I'm surprised they hadn't yet, but anyway, I'm grateful, and I appreciate it. Whoever.
You said the county was there?
The county did it on county park land. They haven't done it anywhere else, property. But they certainly are doing it on the county land, and I'm mighty grateful.
Anyone else? Seeing none other.
Forty Anthony Road.
She talks of this Highland Act. Is there anyone in our township that actually knows about the true laws in the Highland Act? Because on Anthony Road, we just put two houses in wetlands and no one stopped it. And they're right by Class 1 streams. So who's, one minute we're worried about Highlands Act, and the next minute people are digging, selling land, and people are buying it and putting a house right in wetland. As you just said, we're trying to protect our waterway. When I called the Highlands Act, they go, well, it can go happen. So how do we just allow two houses in pristine Highlands Act area to be put in?
I'm not following what you're talking about.
Talking about on
Anthony Road.
Anthony Road.
Oh, there's a new house being built.
And there's two houses.
For open space.
Right.
43.
He met the criteria. You know, there are exemptions that you can give for the Highlands Act that he probably met the criteria and he can build that.
Well, he had a perk test from the 80s.
Huh?
The perk test was from the 80s.
Doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just saying there is no Highlands Act. No one's worried about where you're digging. That house was flooded when they were putting in the septic in there. He had to have generators pumping the water out. And now we're at 43. Anthony Road, that kid's putting one house right there where it's wetland. There's cattail out in his backyard, and we're allowing that?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the crazy thing is now we're worried about that. They could go right down there to the Califon Business Park, right where Jen's psych is, and put in apartments there.
If the lot was pre-existing prior to 2004, it's exempt from the Highlands Act.
The Highlands Act came out to the 43 property, and they put a diagonal land because the person redug the river there and went into someone else's property. I even called the Highlands Act today, and no one, they're not. So
they diverted a stream?
Yeah.
Then you got to talk to the DEP.
What?
Yeah.
No, they all came out. It's well known, 43, Anthony. If you go look at your sky maps, look before 2003 and after. I came here with meetings and people just stared at me saying, oh, no, it's just some little young kid.
I've heard you speak of it.
So now that's almost 15 years later, 20 years later. Now they're finally putting a house on there, and we allowed it. They went right through the planning board, just because they said there was a septic or a little sewage pit in that house on the property, and we allowed that. The guy just wrote that on the paper, and he came on a Wednesday, and you guys go, yeah, so that's... One minute we're worried about the Highland Act, and the next minute you have two houses getting put in it, right in wetlands. So it's just... That's just to tell everyone that, you know what, they are, because in North Hunterdon, they took a farm field, and they put in this cheaper housing. Or look at Clinton, Township of Clinton, where the A&P was. Look how big that apartment building is. That should have never been put in. Look at the affordable housing there. Yeah, they could do that wherever. So we should be worried. As you said, Hagedorn, and right down there we have the nursing home. That's supposed to be offices for the new rehab that's coming in. Between the two rehabs we have in Newton, we have 46 people in this township. I think Newton, our church, we just got 10 or 12 gifts for them down there. So there are people that we are actually helping in this township. Lowered. You might not know that those little faces are there, but she mentioned pilot back. That's just, I'm watching two people put it in. And no one came in to say, hey, maybe we should put that under affordable houses, just like where the marijuana place is going to be. He could put apartments in there.
Thank you, Matt. Seeing nobody else, I'll make a motion to close public session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, executive session, resolution number 31-2025, authorizing executive session. Any other motion?
You come back out.
What contract?
I don't
I'll make the motion to go into executive session, resolution number 31-2025.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Well, I see. On the Bev.
All right,
I'll make the motion.
I don't know. I think it's Bev.
Bev put the second.
Yes.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Deep Brian. Cool.
Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. No action was taken.